from Swarthmore College.
From Swarthmore College,
this is...
This is...
This is...
This is War News Radio.
I'm Ann Coulter.
And I'm Ren Elhai.
Hi, Marge.
Hi, Marge.
Hello, Marge. Thank you for making War News Radio and my time at Swarthmore such a success.
Welcome to a special edition of War News Radio in honor of Professor Marjorie Murphy's retirement. Alumni of the program from all over the world have contributed pieces reminiscing and celebrating a friend and mentor.
We'll hear stories from people who were inspired by their Swarthmore experience with Marge to become journalists and diplomats, and even some who traveled all the way to Iraq after their time with War News Radio.
I don't think we could have gotten through some of those late nights without you stopping by.
But first, a roundup of how this all came to be.
In the winter of 2005, a group of Swarthmore professors and students gathered to see what they could do to shed light on the human experience of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Armed with a Skype account and a willingness to talk to anyone, student reporters learned to use audio editing software, and within a year, they were putting together polished, insightful 30-minute shows, filling a gap in mainstream media coverage.
Among our early faculty champions was Marge Murphy. Marge would go on to be the most steadfast supporter of the project, dedicating a semester's worth of her teaching time to allow students to receive academic credit for their participation.
Marge brought humor, insight, and passion to the group. War News Radio wouldn't have been possible without her.
The guidebooks all said that professors at Swarthmore often became friends. When it comes to Marge, however, friend is at best an imprecise term to describe the relationship she has with so many of her students, including me. Thank you, Marge, for being the matriarch of the War News Radio family. We couldn't have faced down the Bush War industrial complex without you. Thank you, Marge, for taking Barack Obama's candidacy seriously so early on. By doing so, I felt that you also took me seriously as a peer, and I was proud to do the work. Thank you, Marge, for inspirational classes on feminist history, which I have carried with me this last decade. And a little bit off topic, but I'd be remiss if I didn't mention my favorite Marge memory. I hope I'm not the first to reveal to this gathering that Marge was in fact a competitive ballroom dancer. If, however, you're hearing this for the first time and doubt the veracity of my claims, I can assure you that I have not only seen the proof by way of her dance costumes, I may have also put them on in their full sequined feathered glory. There might have been some wine involved that night. Thank you, Marge, for the wine. Congratulations on your retirement. Please come see us in D.C. soon. Love, Anne.
War News Radio has been a meaningful part of Swarthmore students' college experience for well over a decade. Rosanna Kim, class of 2013, and I sat down to compare our notes and our memories of Marge.
So, Ren, I'd love to hear more about the early days of War News Radio and Marge's involvement. I think for us of a younger kind of generation and later classes, those days are kind of legend to us.
Yeah. I heard about War News Radio for the first time in freshman fall, and I think there was just an email or like an announcement that got circulated that if people were interested in potentially working on a project connected to the war in Iraq, there's an alumnus who was interested in getting students together to do something, and that was David Gelber. There were a lot of us that came to that initial meeting, and a subset of those ended up spending a weekend in January of 2005 thinking about what stories about Iraq could you do from Swarthmore, Pennsylvania? And how would you possibly get people to talk to you from Iraq? And Marge was there through that whole process of starting up, finding a journalist advisor, working within the Swarthmore system to get it off the ground and to get us funding and everything. A lot of this was Marge behind the scenes, but we got space in the basement of Tarbell, and we started trying to put together a show. And initially we thought, ideally we'd do 5 shows a week. And then we cut it back to like, okay, well, we can't do, like, that's crazy. We'll do like 3 shows a week. And that as well was completely nuts. I spent the summer after my freshman year on campus working on it as well. And that's when I think it really came together in something that was closer to the form that it eventually took. I lived in Marge's house that summer. And I really do appreciate the line that she walked between being this kind of senior professorial advisor figure for us, and then also giving us a lot of room and trusting us with a lot of the decisions around the show. And I think that is a testament to the hands-on way I think that she tried to grow student leaders.
So speaking of Marge's house, I took her honors history seminar on labor and urban history the spring of my senior year. She would have us over for her house once a week to have the seminar discussions, and she would cook these amazing soups. So she would make a soup every week that was related to the theme of our class. So like the first week we were talking about kind of agrarian society in America and farmers, the role they played in kind of building early labor movements, and she made this amazing like potato soup. I remember another week we were talking about sort of the role of Eastern European communities in Chicago, and she made borscht. And it's the first time I ever had borscht, and it was just incredible. So it was the first time that I had ever really learned about the way that organized labor kind of radically helped to remake economic and political life in this country.
For me, the experience of being entrusted with decisions that mattered at that age, and you know, she'd send us emails, look, why didn't we have a show today? Like what happened? Like there were times during that first semester where we just didn't get it done. To have someone holding you accountable for something that you've said you're going to do, not just because, you know, there's a class deadline, but because you have this product that you're putting out into the world, I think definitely made me feel responsible and more confident in my ability to create something from nothing.
You know, everything that I've learned from Marge in that history class and everything I learned through War News Radio was also, yeah, the power of kind of overlaying kind of story and current political kind of happenings with kind of the history, that complex. And that brings kind of a complexity and richness that I think, again, was missing in kind of the ongoing day-to-day reporting of the wars.
Maybe we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for agreeing to do this, Rosanna.
Yeah, no, thanks, Ren. And it was so lovely to hear your own memories.
Now, with another special message from Marge, here's David Mann, class of 2005.
From Dublin, Ohio, this is David Mann, and you're listening to A Statement of Gratitude and Appreciation. Hello, Marge. Thank you for making War News Radio and my time at Swarthmore such a success. In the 14 years since we started War News Radio, I've gone back to my experience time and again as a wellspring of self-confidence. It was a crash course in entrepreneurship, journalism, and foreign policy that helped show me, practically, really, how to work and make it count. I wish you all the best. Much love, David.
Marge, before we conclude, we have a few more alumni who wanted to say hi. Calvin Ho, class of 2011.
Hi, Marge. This is Calvin Ho reporting from Washington, D.C. I wish you a happy and healthy retirement.
And from the class of 2009, Lizzie Threlkeld and Hansi Lo Wong.
Hi, Marge. It's Lizzie Threlkeld. I just wanted to say thank you for the faith that you had in War News Radio when few others believed in it, but you were determined to get it off the ground. Thank you for the times that you pushed us to consider angles to stories that we hadn't thought about. Thank you for taking care of us and looking out for us on those late nights at Lodge 6. I don't think we could have gotten through some of that production time, those late nights, without you stopping by to drop off food and drink and just be there with your good humor and support us as people in addition to student journalists. War News Radio certainly had an impact on all of us. And in my case, you can draw a straight line from the time that I spent in Lodge 6 to the work that I've done internationally and what I'm doing today on issues in South Asia. Congratulations again, Marge, and thank you for everything. And I hope you'll give me a shout if you're ever down in D.C.
Hi, Marge. It's Hansi. I just want to put on the record that you are the only professor I've ever had who has personally driven me from my parents' house to campus, not to turn in a paper or to get to class, but to finish a podcast. And that's because you believed in us. Back before everyone and it seems like their dog has a podcast, you were one of the pioneers, and you helped me, someone who had no idea what NPR was, envision a career in public radio. And you taught me how to make what can seem like crazy, lofty goals and turn them into reality. And that's through persistence, fighting all the obstacles with your whole heart and not forgetting to throw a party or two along the way. You have more than earned this, Marge. Congratulations and thank you.
That's our show for this week. Until next time we see you, Marge, thanks for everything.